times round the capstan, the cable takes a strain. As we pulled her from the pier side and down into the lane, and she rose up oh so gently with the rising morning tide. As slowly down the channel Angelina she did glide. They said we had to move her, oh we had to move her soon, as the frost of late October made its rings around the moon. So we took her through the tickle, then we let the cable play, and turned her to the south-southwest, out across the bay. Headed down the channel, then out. The wind died to a whisper, we girded her around. We were on a painted ocean underneath a painted sky. In the gray light of the morning, we came to say goodbye. She was old when we met her, she was old when we were young. Our lives were all before us, and hers was all but wrong. But we were all enchanted by your light and cheer. And if fortune stood against us, well, we really didn't care. We cocked her and we strummed her, we mended every line. And we learned the sailor smartly, though it took a bit of time. We were masters of the world, of wind and sea and sky. And for 6 good years we sailed her, and then we said goodbye. We took her to the back bay, tied her up at Gale's pier. Now Gale, he looked after her for more than 20 years. And then we got the letter saying Gale passed away. And they sold the land for condos, and they said she couldn't stay. Now Lee, he's out in Illinois, Gordon's up in Maine. Normie and Charlie are all that here remain. How we'd sit there in a cabin and we'd sing until the dawn. Larry's now a doctor, Stan and Bill are gone. I opened up her seacocks and then cast off the line. And I thought just for a moment of when we were in our prime. And I felt the deck rock gently with the movement of the tide. As I climbed down to the towboat, we pushed off from her side. Circled once around her as the water ebbed and flowed. As the sea commenced to fill her, she began to settle low. And when it reached the timber port, she gave a quiet sigh. As the bow sank ever lower, cut the engine and we drifted with the swells. As the seabird circled overhead with the calling of the gulls, and Charlie flaked out the line, the last of the tow. As she leaned her portrayal under, nor stood there for a moment, caught as in a trance, as she curtsied like a lady at a spring cotillion dance. And now she's on the bottom with the fish.